satisfy in your life and time. Does it clear your mind?
Feeling connected, brother.
You zoning, bro.
I'm feeling connected.
I'm telling you right now, man.
If I am allowed to say this, if I am allowed to say this to the world, as I know we're all over the world, but to the sisters and brothers, if you need a recharge to be connected, just put on some EWF. That's all you need to do.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, that group was asked one time to describe what type of group they were. Mm-hmm. Because it's sort of a crossover in a sense of spiritual.
It is.
Okay. 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 Enough said. Enough. I mean, look here. Let's abbreviate that. N-U-F-F. Enough said. But no, Professor.
Yes.
That jam, because I had to stop the presses because you were in a complete zone. You were in a groove, man. Folks. Oh, folks. If you haven't discovered yet, and maybe I know you've, when you put on certain music, just think about it. you know, you feel a certain way a lot of times, no matter what your day is, what's going on through your day, mm-hmm. whether it's happy, sad, or in between, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Music tends to comfort you.
It does.
Excite you.
Take you back.
It can make you angry. It can make you sad. It can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
The power of music is underrated.
And since we're talking about spirit and earth, wind, and fire, and that song came from an album entitled Spirit.
Sure is.
Okay. Music.
You know, I knew that, but I hadn't even thought about that.
Yes. Music itself is a force. Now we see the performers play it and perform it and we hear it, but you really don't necessarily, you really don't
connect.
See, well, no, we can connect to it, but you don't really see music travel from the source of the instrument into your ear. You don't see it travel. No. It is a spiritual force, man.
It is amazing.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing. That means that it has to be in the atmosphere. It has to be, you know, it's just like a radio wave. Well, it is a radio wave sonic wave or whatever we want to call it.
And I'm going to go further than that. I will say that it is the extension of the divine.
Well, you know, let's make the connection here also. In every walk of our life, I've talked to, and it's a minority of people that I spoke to, because everywhere I go, I share our station with them, because the whole objective, and this is part of our declaration to the audience, is that we want to bring peace, harmony, just good soulful uplifting an element, you know, to the airways, right? And we want you walking away and say, hey man, I love that station.
Yeah,
it made me feel good.
Do.
Yeah and this is what we try our best, you know. But man, they appreciate it. I've spoken to maybe just a few. I mean, I can count them on one hand, right? I say, hey, what would you check? You like music? They says no. They said no. Okay. And I bet those same people, they will go to a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, they will go into any area. There's always music playing in a restaurant every way, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll guarantee you that if they are movie lovers, they might like movies. But if they had a movie without music, they would be bored.
Sure.
The subconscious there, or people not consciously saying, oh, well, I don't like music. Well, perhaps you may not listen to music on and off.
Right.
But the things that you do that you appreciate, most times there's music accompanying.
It is a life.
Especially a TV program.
Yeah. It is a life enhancer. It is a life enhancer, and it sneaks up on you when you least expect it.
Well, I expect it.
Well, you started a radio station.
Thank you, Professor, for that. What a brilliant deduction. Folks, this is Monday Night Madness. I don't know about you, Professor, but I'm having a whole ton of fun.
Good for you.
All of you, you can figure out this one. This is easy.
Oh, my goodness.
Freak out. Now freak.
Hey, oh yeah, it's Monday Night Madness. Hey, I hope you guys are enjoying the show. You can let us know, okay? It's very easy. Just go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. That's B-U-Z-Z. But more importantly, don't forget the W. It's not Studio Buzz, it's Studio W Buzz, all right, .com. And please leave a comment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is Chic.
Yes.
Yeah, a professor.
Yeah.
The first one was La Freak.
And there's a story with La Freak, and it goes back to the glory days of disco. And if disco in the 70s had a holy temple, what was it?
Now, don't ask me on air.
But you know this.
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay.
It was Studio 54 in New York City.
See, folks. See, the professor does this to me each and every week. All right. Okay. Yeah. Even though I am a lover and a student of this broadcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought I told you on air, so don't be doing that. You catch me off air. I'm off guard. Okay.
But here was the thing about... gracious. Here was the thing about Studio... Here was the thing about Studio 54. You may not be allowed in. There will be somebody out front, and if they did not like how you looked, you were not going in. And they would mess with your mind. You can be one of the beautiful people. You can be gorgeous and have the right clothes in style, super fly, super hip, and they still will not let you go. There are stories about married couples who were out in the line, and the doorman will let the wife go in and will not let the husband go in.
I never heard this before.
Yeah. It's a true story. She went in, and he was, well.
Well, I guess, yeah. How would you react?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does it relate to Chic?
I'm going to tell you. Around, it was in the very, very early days of the, club, probably around the first month or so, Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards were out in the line. They were trying to get in.
Okay.
And the doorman would not let them in. Oh, and they were shocked. What do you mean you can't let us say we will not let you in? And they tried and they pleaded and talked to him and run this way around him with words and argue, and they would not go in. So they walked away defeated. They walked away defeated. They went into the alley, and then they came up with kind of a dance. It was sort of like they used their energy and transmuted it to their benefit. They kind of wrapped their arms together like this and wrapped it, went like that. And they said, aw, F off.
Oh.
Dunk, 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 F off. Dunk, dunk,
dunk, dunk, dunk, turned into a hit.
So then they went to Nile Rodgers' apartment because they had the rest of the night. They couldn't get into the club. So they got their keyboards, Bernard Edwards got his guitar, and they worked on that groove. And then they realized they had something. But then Nile looked at Bernard, or Bernard looked at Nile. One of them looked at the other and said, you know something, we can't say F off. We can't. So, if you can't say F, you know, we have code words in popular music. You know, So then it was like, freak out. And then later you put in, Le Freak, say chic.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Brilliant.
Story.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'm so glad you told that, because to me, that story had a whole different meaning. I thought it had something to do of a sexual content, and this person was a freak.
Right. And I guess it could be,
what I'm saying is, to me, it had a whole different meaning all this time.
But then guess what? Studio 54 was the place of debauchery. You can go in there and you can get your freak on in more ways than one. And then, William, in the song, the lyrics, come on down to 54. So then after the song was out, after it was released, it was out. Well, Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards had no trouble getting into the club.
I bet they didn't.
Okay. Okay.
Look.
Yeah.
And the rest is history, folks.
History.
History. Hey, this is Studio W The Buzz. I know we've got a bunch of great listeners listening in right now. I made this mention earlier because, again, like I said, you know, being the CEO and founder of this station, also I get a chance to sit in the audience like you guys do. I sit back and I listen to some of these brilliant artists like the professor and I, we're together, right? And
yes,
so many other artists. But when I'm not on air, then I get a chance to listen to other shows. And some have I mean, many have impressed me so much. Like we have Ann Wooten Taylor with the Eden as an Actor Worship Ministry show, which has been running for almost 6 years right now. And often it's the number one show on its broadcast. The program is designed to, and it helps promote a healthier lifestyle. The Boomerang Show, I'm so proud of that, you know, with Dr. Cecilia Sims, Dr. Rudolph Demery, Dr. Joyce Harris, and Ann Wooten Taylor, where we give you information, things that are highlighted during during the week, right? I mean, topical issues, things that affects everyone, no matter where you are in the world. And then we have a brand new show I just want to talk about, and that is Let's Talk About It with Mrs. Penny. And I mentioned that earlier, folks. She's had her fourth broadcast. And Roy, I know I want you to jump in on this also because you talked to or you heard her show.
I heard it.
Please, go on.
Yeah, I heard it late yesterday afternoon, early yesterday evening. And it is deep. It's down home, no frills, but you know, we always want that, that person in our lives, to give it to us straight. And it is, and it is very entertaining. I recommend it. The Miss Penny show is very, very good.
Yep. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny.
Let's talk about it with Miss Penny.
And today, she was on with a gentleman by the name of Tito, I believe, if that's correct. Miss Penny, correct me if I'm wrong about that. But Tito, a very fine gentleman out of Atlanta, Georgia. Now she's out here in the RVA and, she connects with people all over the country, and I know she has some friends around the world. But Miss Penny, I won't say how proud I am of you with your broadcast because she talks about topical issues, right? Very interesting and good conversations, and it's like it's natural. It's not polished. It's natural, folks, and we really want to hear that because people are more. Are the most truthful when they are natural. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Because the guard is down.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And she connects with the audience, and so I had a chance of listening today. Now, I want to say this. You can check her out on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? That's 2 p.m. On the West Coast. All right, check it out. 5 p.m. here on the East, 4 p.m. Central as well. So go to StudioWBuzz.com. Download the app. It's free. It's Studio.W for Apple, Studio W for Android, and please leave a comment in the website, StudioWBuzz.com.
All right.
And those of you who have Alexa, hey, just tell Alexa to play Studio W. But you just want to check out this show. I'm excited about it. I know she is too. She brings passion. She brings energy. And she talks from the heart. So, Miss Penny, we're so proud of you. And so welcome to the network. Now, Professor, be right back after this because we got some MFSB.
Oh, yes.
How about that?
All right. Awesome. We
MFSB.
Mother, father, sister, brother.
That's right. Studio W, The Buzz. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are enjoying the show as much as I am. I'm speaking for the professor right now because I know he's enjoying it too because he was over there jamming, folks. He was over there. Let's see, his camera's off. Mine is off. We're going to turn it on just for a few minutes here.
Yeah.
A few seconds right now.
Okay.
But MFSB. Mm-hmm. What I want to say about this group, I remember growing up, it always had that orchestral sound to it. It's almost like the opening of a stage play or something of that nature. MFSB. Did that stand for mother, father, sister, brother?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you have to say about the sound that, what were you hearing or what do you hear when you listen to MFSB?
Philadelphia, man.
The Philly Souls?
Philadelphia. That was it. And remember that, that come, you know, not only with Gamble and Huff, the kings of it, but you know, there's also Tom Bell. Tom Bell said that with the strings put in there like that, it is funk with a tuxedo.
Okay. You know, I've heard you say that before, but let me ask you, let me just say something. When you said Philadelphia, I said, oh my God, because I didn't put those two together and it was right there. Speaking of which, one of my favorite shows, folks, that we've done so many, and I'm going to let the professor kick it off and tell you the types of shows that we have broadcasted on this network, okay? That show that we did featuring that Philly sound. Oh, my goodness. We had the Intruders. We had, obviously, the OJs. Who else did we have there?
Help me out. The Philly Sound Show?
Yeah, with the Philly Sound Show.
Well, we had the Jacksons, of course.
Yeah?
Come on. Teddy.
Ooh.
Teddy Pendergrass, Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes.
Man,
okay.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on. So when are we going to do that again? Because that was a few years ago.
Yeah, we can take that out and blow the dust off of it and give it a go.
Oh, OJs, you got your hooks in me. I lost it.
Now you're going deep.
Yes, the whole idea. Oh, you know, I've got something. I want to slip one in, folks. The first 15 songs or so, these were all the professors. And I love doing this, okay? It's like that mischievous kid in the classroom, right? Okay. And
telling on himself.
That's the way I was. I don't know. I like starting stuff. Mm. I mean, good stuff. I mean, I'm not going to hurt anybody. You know. But anyway, I've got one for you. Oh, this one. Guys, you're going to have to get up. And look.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you right this. Shower Ranks and Maxi Peace.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It's in there.
Okay. House call.
He said shower.
That's right. That works. Thank you, sir.
Love this man.
Yep. have the remedy for your heart. Me have the remedy for your brain. Me have the agony for your body to make you toto like a train. Toto, remedy for your heart. Me have the remedy for your brain. Have the agony for your body to make you toto like a train. Toto, extreme love and you can't complain. Every night in your sleep you call out me name. Like a blood circulate through your pain. This is the love that you have to obtain. Girl, me know that you is a pretender.
I'm Sabrina.
Village People. Self-titled Village People.
Right?
Oh, I enjoyed that.
And that comes out of a four-cut album.
Four cuts,
self-titled back in 1977. You know, it was, really it's an EP, but apparently they refused to call it that. They insisted it was an album. None of the cuts are extra long. Usually when there is a number of cuts like that, you know, you refer to it as an EP with long dance cuts, but you have songs that are like, well, every song is 5 minutes long. Particularly that one. And this was their coming. I can't believe I said that. Oh, but
yeah, go on.
It was their introduction to the world. But no, let me tell you the deal about the Village People. You see, this is what the music industry does. If there is a particular group or act that is a blockbuster and mm-hmm. exploding and having this great success, either that same label or another label, they will create or sign a group and will mold that group to be something like the great big group that is already the great success so that they can compete with them. Now the Village People, what they really were, they were nothing more than just the 1910 bubblegum company of the 1970s. I mean, that's just very much what they were. Now, in the 1970s, you had Kiss with their shtick and gimmick with the makeup and the what? Characters, the personas, the makeup and the personas and the leather. So Kiss was also extremely what? Macho, also scary with Gene Simmons mm-hmm. and the demon and all that. Mm-hmm. So then you're going to, what are you going to do? You're going to get the antithesis of that. You're going to find gay men in the Village. No perfect time than that moment because of disco, which is nothing more than the amalgamation of gay, Latino, and black culture, mm-hmm. which is really why the 1% power structure of this country put an end to it in 1979. And you know, there you go. Another example. When it was sort of clear that Atlantic was not going to get Crosby, Stills, and Nash to go more mainstream and more, pop instead of just concentrating with burnt out hippies. Well, then what did the industry do? They found three other guys and they created America, which appealed more to the masses. So that's the Village People. You know, you can laugh and joke all you want about it, fine, but there is some money-making theory behind the Village People. Just know that.
Well, look, I that's the thing I was thinking about because a couple of terms you use, it was an act, it was a something that you said, it was a, not a gimmick, but it was something that you said, it was something that appealed to an audience there.
Yeah.
A major audience, maybe underrated to the point that you didn't understand or realize it was a stick. That's the word you used.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So think about this and think about the group itself. Yes. Well, one thing about it, they had a good beat to it. It was a great, great dance beat to it. I was checking out the music behind because these cats weren't the greatest singers.
No.
Not at all. However, it worked.
Yes.
It was a stick, folks. It was entertaining. It was something that captured a lot of people, maybe more than the success. And that was there. And if you think about it on the behalf of the producers.
Uh-huh.
It was a brilliant move.
Oh, it was a strategy, man. Yeah.
That's the whole idea. This is what we're getting at. Wow. Folks, Monday Night Madness.
Monday Night Madness.
Musicology at its finest. Musicology with what, Professor?
A high dose of serotonin. See, the serotonin is so high that it sounds like I got helium in my head.
No, he's went into one of his acting modes, folks. Oh, it is strong coffee, though. It is very strong coffee. No, seriously. It's not spiked or anything. It's just strong.
Might as well be.
I know. You know, they say put this much in it, so I doubled it.
Oh, jeez. Okay. It was my
version of cappuccino.
All right.
Folks, this is all true.
We're going to take you back to Minneapolis now.
Yep.